Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, tough day at the office on Saturday. You know, first thing I'll say again, you know, just looking back, you know, heck of an atmosphere, heck of a day for Pitt, heck of a day for the city of Pittsburgh in general. Just having that atmosphere was here. I wish we could have put a ribbon on it at the end with a victory, but that wasn't our day to get that one done. Again, against a really good football team, got a ton of respect for Marcus Freeman and what they do, how they do. They got some really good players, and we didn't make plays when we needed to, put it that way. Again, we always talk about, 11 guys playing as one. And there's times where, if you only got 9 or you got 8 or you got 7 or you got 11, it's not going to be as good. So, it's, 11 guys got to play together on offense, defense, and special teams. And we just didn't get that. We gave them too many short fields. I think three of their 4 touchdowns that they scored on our defense, which, if you hold a Notre Dame team to 28 points defensively, you feel okay, but it was a short field. It was a 52, 54, 56, maybe 50, and I think there was one 65-yard drive. I mean, those are still short drives, but those were all off of kicks and covered on special teams. So they got us in that. And hat goes off to them. We move on to another great game, 7:00 ESPN, down in Atlanta against, Brent Key. Great football coach. He's done an outstanding job. They might as well just announce him as a ACC coach of the year. He's done an incredible job. Just give it to him early. I mean, 9-1 football team, find ways to win in the fourth quarter. As soon as I got home, the first thing I did was stick that TV on and watch them against Boston College and watch them just fight back and crawl. They're tough, just like their head coach is. He's a tough dude. If you get to know him, he's smart, tough, and he's got an offensive background. They're the number one offense in the country. Not the number two, not in the ACC, the number one offense in the country that we've got to go down and face. So be the greatest challenge of the year for our defense to go down there and face all the different stuff they do. They're very multiple in personnels, multiple in formations, and, just really good. I mean, their quarterback is special. Haynes King is really good. Transferred from Texas A&M, played 3 or 4 years down there. Or at least was on the team down there, but he's special. And I don't know if he's, I don't listen to the news, but I don't know if he's in for the Heisman or whatever, but, the guy's throwing for almost 2,300 yards, rushed for 800. That guy should be talked about for the Heisman because I think he is about as tough as anybody in the country. There's no question about him. I think just watch that tape. That guy is he battles, okay? He can do it all. He's throwing the ball a heck of a lot better than he has probably in his entire career. They've done a great job with him. I think Winkie's their quarterback coach. And, he's making plays all over the place. So he's the number one key to victory is being able to stop Haynes King. Questions? Yeah, great question. I mean, because he's going to carry the ball. He's their leading rusher. Okay. The tailback's not the leading rusher. He's the leading rusher. That's crazy. I want to say, 148 carries. I don't have it written down. I bring my stats in here. I want to say he's got 148 carries. It might double any running back carry. This kid is like, I've never seen a guy so tough, for a quarterback to play like a tailback and also throw like a quarterback. That's different. So we've seen zone read guys are going to keep it, some protected runs. Even Central Michigan came in here. The quarterback was going to run the ball, but not like this. I mean, it's all evolved around, him and the ball in his hand. I mean, he's special, and they're certainly using him to that capabilities. You know, I just talked about it. I mean, and again, you know, probably I've never seen so many formations. I mean, they'll formation you to death. So, you know, you're working and walking through a million formations this week. Number one thing is to get lined up. Number two is to read your keys, play fast, and tackle well. I mean, those are the keys. That's going to be the key. Read your keys.
You got Jeff and Kendall some work at left tackle on Saturday. Was that performance with Jeff just not 100%?
Still not 100%. You know, we didn't want to, you know, wear him out. He hadn't had many game reps. You know, we'll continue to use both.
How much does a high-level opponent like Notre Dame gear you up for these final two tough ACC opponents?
You know, I think it gears you up. I don't know. I mean, just got to focus on one game. Yeah, I don't know if it gears you up or not. I thought they did a great job. I mean, I think Francis Brew played really well. He played like a man in there. He did well. You know, Jashir, you know, obviously did some things wrong. He's out of his gap at times and, you know, doing some rogue things. But I loved his motor. I loved how athletic he looks out there. He looks really athletic out there. And then Nick James, you know, he always plays well. He gets off the ball. He's good.
Mason said after the game that, you know, obviously they're frustrated. Seems
frustrated with the play, but it can be a learning experience.
Is there somewhat of a benefit to having like bad tape that they can learn from?
It was absolutely. I mean, when we come in here on Sundays, it's not to, you know, to bash them. It is to watch what we did right, what we did wrong, and try to fix it. I mean, offensively, you know, we didn't convert on a third down. And again, the big problem is against that defense, you get in a third and long, you know, I mean, it's going to be hard to get out. We didn't stay ahead of the sticks like we had in earlier games. So you get in third and long, and most of those, it wasn't like it was a bunch of third and one, third and twos we missed. It was all third down and five plus. I want to say maybe, you know, 18 of the 20, you know, whether it was a third or fourth down. But, we got unlucky, okay, because the times when we got receivers open, our protection wasn't very good. And then there's times when the protection was good and we got nobody open. That's a bad combination. And again, that's, you know, talking about the 11, like it just didn't match up where we could, you know, besides just making catches and all that. I mean, but as you watch it, like, hey, now we got a great pocket and we can't get open, whether it's, you know, this. Oh, I didn't say a word. Next question.
Now, to your point about the defense only letting up 28 points to a team like Notre Dame, factoring in the goal line.
Our goal is 21, by the way, just, you know.
Interception, the house call, goal line stop on a long drive. Is there anything defensively you like that can be built on from the performance?
Everything can be built on. I mean, you look at the three, you know, we had the three worst field positions of the day for our defense. We stopped them. And they got 0 points. Okay. Obviously, you know, pick six, you know, we weren't on the field. So there's a lot to take away there, good and bad. I mean, there was good stuff, bad stuff. Unfortunately, coaches, sometimes when we're meeting, we focus on the bad stuff to learn from. But everything is fixable. And again, you better play really, really good when you play really, really good teams. And we'll have to play really, really good this weekend. So we'll learn from our mistakes.
Acknowledge
the point is made on Thursday. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm not wanting to feed undue pressure in advance of that game, especially with the two ACC games coming up thereafter. The flip side of that coin is now, well, here's where the pressure is.
Yeah.
So how do you walk that line about not feeding into it at the same time, acknowledging the points you made about the importance of these two topics?
Yeah, I'm not a pressure guy. I'm not a stress guy. Our guys are going to approach it just like they did last week, which I don't think it was pressuring. And the week before, when they went, when they went to Syracuse, when they went to Stanford, it's just the same way. We just take it one game at a time and treat everything the same. The word pressure is bad. Our guys know what they got to do. They got to go out and win one football game. Kind of like I talked about, when he had protection, he didn't have anywhere to go with the ball. Obviously, a couple times he went to the wrong spot, but he's going to learn from those things. That's there's not a quarterback in the country that doesn't go out there and throw it to the wrong spot, read a coverage wrong. There's not one in the country. Even as good as their quarterback was, we had a pick six too. That's something to build off of. That was a heck of a play by Heem. And again, I wish Kavir would have got in the end zone. He's had two nice interceptions this year. We got to teach him how to score and get that, another 15 yards and score and really get it done. So, even really good quality quarterbacks wherever make mistakes too.
Speaking of Kavir, that was a huge get for you guys. You're seeing his impact. Did you expect that from him, especially the plays that he's been making against some of these other teams?
Yeah, we wouldn't have recruited him if we didn't, right? We wouldn't have recruited Kavir if we didn't think he could come in here and help us. To the extent that he is, did you think that much? Probably not, but you never sit there and say, this guy's going to be a great one, and you're just disappointed. I'd rather be excited than be disappointed. So we're excited. He's done a nice job. He's tough. He's a football player.
And you talked about intangibles with Mason. Are one of those that, where he can objectively look at a tape from last week, digest and be honest about it, move on?
Yeah, he can be honest. He can walk in a press conference after the game, like Mike told me, and said, "Hey, listen, I didn't play well enough today." He can take that. He doesn't have an ego at all. He's a down to earth kid that he understands. He could play better, just like everybody else on offense and defense and special teams. After a game like that, or after any loss, even after wins, you got to look at yourself. We could win the game by 20, and you're still looking in the mirror to say, what could I have done better? I didn't play good enough. Because we give grades to everybody. Some guys played winning, some guys played average. Okay, so win or loss, we grade our guys, and they know what they have to do better to get more reps and to help us, win, so that's what we need.
Clay, where do you see some of the struggles in the run game, especially from Saturday?
Well, if we're saying especially from Saturday, I'd say, the guys were up front. I think the longest run on the year on that defense, if I'm correct, is maybe a 12-yard run. So nobody ran the ball on them this year. Okay, that's why they put you in third and long, and then their third down package. So nobody ran the ball on those guys. You go to the explosive run tape, there were none.
Unless I miss it, I think James Moore played a handful of snaps in the first half. Lane Spires played a handful of snaps in the second half. What were some of the personnel factors with those guys that were floating in just the first half, second half?
Yeah, we talked about that afterward, Chris. Maybe pulling out. I think we played 3 D tackles. We played 6 defensive ends. Maybe we played too much. Is it watered down a little bit? We got to find out who those guys are. And, the problem is, Coach Dallas is handcuffed because it's like he's got one hand. He got one hand. This still hurts on this guy. So it's like you're trying to piece it together, and it's not as clean and clear as you'd like it to be as far as just the health of everybody in November. So we got to do a better job of making sure, who can, what you don't want to do is stick a guy out there and then you put a new guy in and he makes the same mistake but the other guy corrected it because he saw it the first time. And the second time, the next guy doesn't get it corrected. So those are some things that we just got to clean up, make sure. But it's hard when you're juggling guys during the week. He practices on Tuesday. He didn't practice on Wednesday. And you find out things real late. Not good. I'm just trying to compare from last week to this week. I'll let you know after the season. Depends how many wins you get. If we get more wins, then they're much better.
Last year, you guys obviously built a lot of momentum. And then losing happens and it snowballed. takes over the rest of the season. Here, 4 and 5 in a row, you have this loss. I think we even asked the players after the game, how do you avoid hitting that wall? How do you avoid and allowing this to snowball again? There's probably no easy answer to that. I mean, what do you do, and do you feel like your players, having had that experience from last year, that they know how it can snowball?
Yeah. I mean, I think everybody knows. I mean, you got to come to play every week. You got to bring your A game. You got to prepare. You got to keep the same routine. You know, I don't worry about snowballing. I don't think you can control that. The other team will make you snowball. You got to go out and execute and make plays, right? I mean, it just doesn't happen to you, okay? You let it happen. Our guys are pretty strong. Again, it's my job. If we snowball, you know, blame me. Don't blame them. It'll be my fault. So they got to come to play. I got to get them ready to come to play, and they got to be motivated. I think, you know, if you can't get motivated to play this game, you got problems.
Now, Guy Thomas, I think that drive at the end of the game was the only time he's played on offense in the last 2 games. Is he just behind the other 2 guys? What does he need to do to be more involved on offense?
He needs to practice more.
Yeah, how do you feel about
him? You know what? The tackle was one thing, okay? I mean, we watched special teams last night. Watch his burst. I didn't know the guy could run like that. Like, the effort he made to go over and make that tackle was outstanding, okay? It's good. I mean, you know, again, you know, and then he's holding on for dear life and, you know, giving guys time to go. I mean, that was a gutsy effort by that young man. That's a game-saving tackle. That's a touchdown if he doesn't do what he does, okay? So we had a pick six, and we had, you know, return for a touchdown on kickoff. So that was a big time tackle. It was a big time play. Proud of him.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.